93. The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon, welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm going to begin with quotes from Vladimir Putin on the at the 11th International Meeting of High Representatives for Security Issues. Putin states, beginning, "Clearly, the international situation can be described in terms of mounting instability. Russia is convinced that there is a workable alternative to this destructive course and policy of blackmail and illegitimate sanctions, which includes the strengthening of stability around the world, the consistent building of a single and indivisible security, and the solution to formidable tasks leading to economic, technological, and social progress. To get there, it is primarily important to coordinate the efforts of all countries and to ensure painstaking joint work based on a principles of mutual respect, partnership, and trust. These approaches are laid down in the revised Russian foreign policy concept," which I read the article yesterday, and that foreign policy concept, a revised policy. The reason I think this is important, and I would like to cover other topics, but you see, the United States has made the decision to go all out in the campaign against Russia in Ukraine. A campaign against Russia economically through sanctions, a campaign of demonization of Russia, of Vladimir Putin. We don't realize that the trigger has already been pulled. And what is coming out of the barrel is war in the Eastern European countries like never before. Once again, there's war in the Kosovo. America is on a campaign and must halt Russia and China and the BRICS countries, the family of BRICS nations, in the momentum that they have been able to get, achieve in the last year and a half. The momentum is a threat to the United States in our plans for world hegemony, a threat in the continued power of the weapon that we have used on nations internationally, called the petrodollar. America realizes, and this administration and the unipolar nations realize that the threat is no longer just a threat. It is a reality. Russia has been able to work with the nations. The main nation, Henry Kissinger, made I think it was a couple of decades ago, stated, China, America cannot allow China and Russia to work together in partnership on anything, especially economically, with trade, and in a joint agreement to resist American imperialism. It's too late. China and Russia are working together with many other nations. This is a threat to America's world hegemony. So in the article, Putin goes on to say, well, actually, in the article I'm reading from, this was the May 25th Thursday program or article out of whatdoesitmean.com. President Putin was educated in free market principles by the American libertarian think tank Cato Institute, which is headquartered in Washington, D.C. Also educating President Putin about free market principles, which is exactly what the BRICS family is about. Free market trade. Not regulated trade, free market trade. He was educated in the principles of the free market, or the free market principles of the late Nobel Prize winning American economist Milton Friedman. And Milton Friedman stated this. I'll have to wait till after the break. America is to a degree in the death throes of her control of the nations. We'll be back.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Stop the thing that you do.
So America is at war with all of the nations in the BRICS family of nations. We are at war with Russia. We are in an undeclared war with China. And we are in an undeclared war with all of the nations. Even now, the nations in the Middle East, Iran, Saudi Arabia, that are partnering with the leaders of the BRICS network, Brazil, China, Russia, South Africa, India. This is a big threat to America's world hegemony. I read yesterday that Russia is the nation that has been fighting imperialism for the last 100 years. The only nation, and because of Russia, Russia was helping the nations that were subject to the imperialistic controls of England, America, the Five Eyes nations. This war in Ukraine has triggered the wars that will lead and usher, or will lead into the future before Christ returns to destroy the nations that will gather at Armageddon. It's unavoidable now. Going on with what Milton Friedman stated, we economists don't know much, but we do know how to create a shortage. If you want to create a shortage of tomatoes, for example, just pass a law that retailers can't sell tomatoes for more than 2 cents per pound. Instantly, you have a tomato shortage. It's the same with oil and gas. Because President Putin has strictly adhered to free market principles, the top American rating agency, Moody's, just reported, Russia's economic pull in the Eurasian Economic Union remains strong despite geopolitical tensions and Western sanctions. And in the report, it says that the BRICS has overtaken the G7 in global GDP. It released this report in March, and it goes on to say, the current BRICS five now, these five, they contribute 31.5% of global GDP, while the G7 share has fallen to 30%. The BRICS is expected to contribute over 50% of global GDP by 2030. The BRICS currently includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, while the G7 includes Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom. There's another two nations in there that aren't mentioned. I don't remember which nations. And the United States, as well as the European Union. Oh, there it is, the United States and the European Union. The BRICS is also expanding Bangladesh, Egypt, and the UAE. They have all joined the BRICS New Development Bank, with numerous other countries poised to do the same. So, now the Wall Street Journal had a doomsday playbook on how to survive U.S. default. And just a glimpse of that how to survive, this is an article out of the Washington Post. Why Warren Buffett's Taiwan pullout has unsettling implications. If you pay attention to what Warren Buffett thinks, you're probably doing it for investment advice, not geopolitical predictions. But there's something more than a little unnerving about the Oracle of Omaha selling his conglomerate's remaining shares in the world's largest chip maker. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, because he is not confident that Taiwan is a safe place to do business anymore. On an analyst call this month, Buffett said, "I don't like its location, and I have revalued that." He doesn't like its location next door to China. So, he's devalued the semiconductor manufacturing company. That says quite a bit. Then, also, there's a Brazilian geopolitical analyst, Pepe Escobar. He's been warning here repeatedly for the last probably 6 months that the petrodollar has been a weapon that America has used. We know this. But he's talking about a new strategy of these nations that have been held hostage to the petrodollar. He says that the message is that the G7, actually the G9, augmented by two unelected Eurocrats, declares war, hybrids and otherwise, against the BRICS nations, which also has an additional 25 nations on the waiting list and counting. The G7's key strategic objective is the defeat of Russia, followed by the subjugation of China. For the G7/G9, these real powers are the main global threats to freedom and democracy. The global South must toe the line or else. Call it a remix of the early 2000s. You're either with us or against us. Meanwhile, in the real world, that of productive economies, hint, hint, China, the dogs of war bark while the new Silk Road caravans keep marching on. The new Silk Roads of emerging multipolarity are China's ambitious multi-trillion-dollar Belt and Road Initiative and the Russian Iran-India International North-South Transportation Corridor. They have evolved in parallel and may sometimes overlap. Now, with the China's Belt and Road, the objective of America, England, European nations, they must control Central Asia. If they can't control Central Asia, which Russia has been has interfered with the control of Central Asia. If the United States Adolf Hitler, if he would have taken Nazi troops into Moscow, Hitler would have controlled Central Asia. And because Hitler was working for the English and the Americans, we probably would have controlled the world. You can't control the world unless you control Central Asia. So the West, the campaign, is on Central Asia. China, specifically, the campaign is on Central Asia. Yes, into Europe, Western Europe. But China and America are now clashing for Central Asia. China has the edge because China has now worked out agreements with Russia. The Belt and Road Initiative, the One Belt Road, is China's way into Central Asia. Now, this is out of the international news, a sustainable vision for the future. This is China. Quote, "We have just completed a successful Belt and Road Forum that has been seen the Belt and Road Initiative, which the Belt and Road Forum is centered around, reaching a higher level of development. On the final days, the leaders of 37 countries joined Chinese President Xi Jinping in signing a joint agreement promising to work together as the BRI, Belt and Roads Initiative, enters its next phase. This is a considerable step up from the inaugural forum in 2017, where 29 nations made a pledge. Now we're at 37. The key takeaways of the joint agreement include calling for high quality projects, urging investment in connectivity for developed nations, and ensuring that cooperation will be open, clean, and green. This signals great intention for a mature and sustainable approach to infrastructure development and a demonstration of how we have progressed. Now, Christine Lagarde, she stated in a speech at the Belt and Road Forum where she described the Belt and Road Initiative as a new phase of BRI 2.0. The BRI is clearly having an impact, from stimulating infrastructure investment to developing new global supply chains. Some of the promises of the BRI are being realized. So China is moving east. China is moving west. America is moving east. So you have conflict, a war for Central Asia. Russia, fortunately, has the upper hand right now. America is pushing, hoping that the United States, or that Russia, will respond to America's aggressions using Vladimir Zelensky and the forces of Ukraine. Now, just in the last day, Ukraine has now sent drones into Russia, and they have destroyed a refinery. And with the destruction of this refinery, this is on Russian territory. Do not think, and we in this country, American people, will think that this is the Ukraine that is doing this. No. This is a continued, concerted effort by American CIA intelligence and supplying the weapons using not necessarily Ukrainian troops, mercenaries, special ops. I wonder where Eric Prince has been. Haven't heard much about Eric Prince and Black, what was the name of his group of mercenaries? Black Rock? I don't remember. America's pushing. Russia's not going to hit back at the U.S. Russia's going to take a different direction. But Russia's not going to back down. We are pushing. We are hoping for war. And we're pushing for it. So, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Naturally Inspired Health Summit, Real Solutions for Healthy Living, June 24th at The Ranch by the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland, Colorado. Come and meet your community in health. Shauna Eckhart from Rocky Mountain Botanicals, Roxanne Eli from Above and Beyond Meals, Madi Sol Yanez from Amity Creations, Marianne Niehaus from Patriots Serving Patriots, Get your tickets today at naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
America's world hegemony has been threatened. And now there is a real plan, a legitimate plan, America, her opportunity for global control, she missed it. We as a nation missed that opportunity. Project for a New American Century. There was it was presented to the Pentagon. America had an opportunity to control the world, but there was a timeline to it. There was an opportunity. Does the United States, should America take that opportunity to move on world global hegemony? We took it. We did. But because of Russia interfered with our plans. And that time has passed by. America no longer has that opportunity. America will maybe get a portion of the world now to rule over in the unipolar world network. But America will never rule the whole world. We missed that opportunity as a nation. The Pentagon realizes it. The obstacle has been Russia. Now the obstacle is Russia-China. The obstacle is Russia-China and the BRICS family. The obstacle now is a coming presidential election. This presidential election, if you think that you have seen propaganda If you have seen the media machine, you haven't seen anything yet. Now, I don't like clips. I am not a clip person. But I am going to, this one time, I am going to play a clip because it is important. And the clip is, the name of it is the World Economic Forum partners with Barack Obama to activate secret government censorship executive order. This is the only reason I'll play this clip, because of that. So I want you to listen. I didn't put this in the system. I've got to just play it for you here on the microphone or on the mic. So here we go.
The World Economic Forum has partnered with Barack Hussein Obama to activate a full-blown emergency government censorship executive order to regain control of the narrative in the run-up to the 2024 election. News the WEF is partnering with Obama to censor Americans raises all sorts of questions, including who is really running the US government, because it surely isn't Biden, who has spent most of the last few months getting lost on stage. That's when he's not playing with himself on stage. So it should come as no surprise that the WEF are penetrating the US through Obama, who boasted that he was serving his third term as president when
I apologize. I'm going to try to get this.
The World Economic Forum is part of the already and join the People's Voice locals. And the only solution is for the US government to step in and take drastic action.
The thing that I'm most worried about is the degree to which we now have a divided conversation, in part because we have a divided media.
Obama has instructed the Biden regime to declare a national emergency and use its power to eradicate all independent media online ahead of the 2024 election. According to Obama, there is no room in America for questioning the news presented to you by the mainstream media.
I'm much older than you, Nate. But when I was coming up, you had three TV stations.
Yeah.
And people were getting a similar sense of what is true and what isn't, what was real and what was not. Today, what I'm most concerned about is the fact that because of the splintering of the media, we almost occupy different realities. If something happens, in the past, everybody could say, all right, we may disagree on how to solve it, but at least we all agree that, yeah, that's an issue.
Obama also complained that in this day and age, some people have the gall to refuse to believe the mainstream media narratives.
Now, people will say, well, that didn't happen, or I don't believe that. And one of, I think, the goals of the Obama Foundation and one of the goals of my post-presidency is, how do we return to that common conversation? How can we have a common set of facts?
To have a common set of facts, according to Obama, the establishment needs to maintain total control of mainstream media so they continue operating as the Democrats' PR department and pushing the agenda of the global elites. According to Obama and the globalists in Davos, the media space is not controlled enough. This probably sounds insane to you, considering that the mainstream media has been completely bought and paid for decades.
Another thing is to disseminate propaganda.
So I just wanted to inform this audience that now the World Economic Forum, there's a plan to interfere with this coming election, to activate a secret government censorship executive order. Russia and China and the nations of the world are at war with the United States. This election, we say this every election, this is the most critical election in American history. True. This may be, if something happens and we can provoke Russia into war and suspend the election or to keep whoever is elected from taking office next year, we don't know what black swan event We don't know what the Democrats have. And it's not the Democrats. I shouldn't use that generally. I should say we don't really know what the deep state and all of the people that we know are part of that deep state, including many Republicans. They realize that the opportunity that they had to control the world is over. And now they see that the opportunity to even continue to maintain the power in the United States government is being threatened. The weapon that we've used, the petrodollar, we're seeing it, that weapon is no longer as effective as it has been in the past. So this election, something is going to happen. Something, and with this, all of a sudden, for Barack Obama to come out of his basement, in his third term now, to come out of his basement and to begin to once again come onto the stage, we better pay attention.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
Optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
So already the plans are to scuttle this coming election. Here's Obama talking about what he would do to have a third term.
2024 election. News the WEF is partnering with Obama to censor Americans raises all sorts of questions, including who is really running the US government? Because it surely isn't Biden, who has spent most of the last few months getting lost on stage. That's when he's not playing with himself on stage. So it should come as no surprise that the WEF are penetrating the US through Obama, who boasted that he was serving his third term as president when Biden was elected.
What you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be fine with that.
Arrogance is the surest path to failure.
So he'd be fine with that. Well, this is what has happened. In my view, in my opinion, this is exactly what has happened. And just before the election, the individual who's been in his basement with his stuff is now starting to come back out in the open. I think that the Democrat and Republican Party, they realize that we as a country, these coups over the nations of the world, the biggest coup, the most important coup that this country could ever make would be the coup upon the American people. The coup that I'm talking about would be to end forever elections, to suspend this coming election, to stop the process. In the meantime, to destroy the Declaration of Independence, the laws of the land, and put in a completely new set of rules. And the coup, the biggest coup, the most important coup, the most destructive coup ever, is coming. The coup that is going to take place in taking over this country, not just behind the shadows, behind the scenes, but right in the open. And what that means is once they are successful with this coup, the Democrats and the Republicans that have gone along with the plan are going to be rewarded handsomely. They're going to be put in positions of authority, power throughout the country. They're going to live, you know, more luxuriously than they've ever lived before for a while, till they're forced to go into underground bunkers, cities, lavish cities underground. Republicans are part of it also, professional Republicans. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. And, you know, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and we do not have time to raise up new political leaders. We don't have time. That time is over. There's no one that's going to replace George Soros or Henry Kissinger or George Soros' son. Soros' son doesn't have the ability that his father had. No, we have hit the peak of evil. There's not going to, the people that are going to be more evil than the people that are in office right now are never going to be able to rule the world. They'll never have that opportunity. They may be more evil, but they won't be given that opportunity. Just up the road already, with what's happening in Taiwan, what's happening in Asia, China is taking a strong stand against the unipolar world nations. And there's nothing that's going to stop China. China has already made the agreements with the nations to the west to begin to bring whatever they need, not just money, but whatever they may need to flourish. China, with the Belt and Road Initiative, has already made these agreements. They have partnered. And China's objective, again, is Central Asia. Central Asia is China's objective. America's objective is Central Asia. Russia is keeping, you might say, everything intact presently for a while longer, but just for a while longer. Warren Buffett, if he says that Taiwan, basically, don't invest in Taiwan because Taiwan's location is not good. It's a bad location. Location, location, location. And South Korea, it's only a matter of time before China begins to push towards South Korea. Taiwan, South Korea, the nations to the south of China actually are very worried because they know that they're either going, they're caught in the center. They can lean toward India or be forced to lean toward China. That's a conundrum. It's a, they're in a, the middle of a conflict is coming to Vietnam and Cambodia and those nations.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
The Tree Farm's Gardener Sale, going on now. It's a perfect time to plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Now get 25 to 30% off all sizes of shade trees, flowering trees, and fruit trees, including aspen, apple, cherry, maple, oak, and more. Three-year-old, six-foot-tall spring snow fruitless crabapple, now $139.99 each. The Gardener Sale at the Tree Farm, going on now.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Here's a little song I wrote. I'll use the example that I used yesterday. America at one time had an opportunity to take over the whole pie. But now that time has passed. What America will get in the future is just the piece of the pie. Just a piece of the pie. Russia gets a piece of the pie temporarily. China is going to get a piece of the pie. But overall, America will get a slice, but not the whole pie. It's America has missed the opportunity. The PNAC agreement was an opportunity for the United States to control the world totally. all the oceans, all the land masses, outer space, infospace, techno world, biospace, whatever it may be, the United States had the opportunity. But like I said earlier in the program, Russia was the tool that God used to interfere with America's hegemonic objectives. America will get a piece of the pie, and that's it. And America, as I have stated all through the week, we are in the final years of America even existing. The rise and fall of the Roman Empire, the rise and fall of the Empire of Greece, of Egypt, Spain ruled at one time, France, England. The sun is set on those nations decades and centuries ago. And now the world is going to see the sun set on the American Empire. We cannot save this country. We can't save the political world. There is not going to be a change, I don't believe, in Washington, D.C. ever. We don't have the time. The deep state, they are so entrenched in every part of this society. We see the power that they had, beginning with John F. Kennedy. Just beginning with Kennedy, we see the power from that time to this time, keeping Donald Trump from taking office and actually being able to occupy the White House. We're seeing how powerful they are in an individual who really is not legally competent enough to drive a car. He would not be allowed a driver's license. He would not be allowed to live alone. He would have to be in a care facility. And he can't be allowed to walk anywhere alone. He won't find his way back. But this country and the agencies and the powers in this country have been able to keep this individual in a position as the most powerful man in the world, in the most powerful position in the world. There is no way the red button is anywhere near where he is. They painted the red button black. There is no red button around this individual. He cannot drive a car. He's not qualified to drive a car. He won't be issued a license. And yet he's running the greatest nation that the world has ever seen. Well, don't be dismayed. We'll be back tomorrow with some more good news. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.